Big Brother, hello, are you up yet? Come on, you promised you'd be up early so we can spend the entire day playing D&D instead of everyone doing other things. Big Brother, good morning.
Oh, well, good morning, little brother. I see that Kate finally has awoken the Sleeping Beauty. What? You know I have to mess around. Oh, come on, Morgan is already set up in the living room. Yes, I know it's only 7:32 a.m., but you made all of us promise, including yourself, that today is nothing but Dungeons and Dragons from sunup to sundown. Now that Mom and Dad are on vacation, we can actually do that.
Come on, Big Brother. Let's go. I call the beanbag chair. The others are finally here. I've been ready to play for hours now. Come on, little brother. You can sit next to Skylar this time.
Now that everyone's here, let's get started. After weeks of adventuring through ancient tombs, deadly forests, and pitch-black caves filled with undead minion hordes, you were all successful in helping a guardian dethrone the evil undead King Zerloth, who has terrorized the good people for years. In doing so, the guardians of the realm were able to destroy the portal that allowed evil spirits to enter this plane, and destroy whatever they could. But the king has been vanquished once and for all. Will he rise up to take back his throne, which you three have stolen from him? Only time will tell. What do you guys think?
Holy shit! It gave me goosebumps. I'm so ready to take one ever comes our way on. I agree. That story was fucking awesome, Skylar.
Aw, you're sweet, Kate. But you're not getting any extras for saying that. Only brownie points.
Damn it. That was supposed to get me a free loot roll.
What about you, little brother? What did you think of it?
Aw, that was the sweetest one. Y'all are the best siblings a girl could want. But now we shall continue.
Now that the king is gone, the three of you need to rest, so you head back to town. Let me move some papers. Oops. I was an idiot and forgot to prepare the dice rolling space.
Huh.
Oh, damn. Once you get to town, the young and beautiful innkeeper walks up to you, little bro, and says, "Thank you so very much. I will allow you all to stay whenever you want, as long as you want for free. Once you get your rooms, you completely pass out for 2 straight days. I need you each to make a roll. Normal D6 will do.
Oh, nice! I got a 4! You shit dice. I got a fucking 1.
And our little brother got a 6. Nice job. You might just get something special. Okay then. Kate, you wake up still really tired, so all your rolls will be in a disadvantage, but all your hit points and mana get refilled. Morgan, you wake up feeling good and still a little bit sore, but nothing you can't handle. Go ahead and refill your hit points in mana and add a +2 to your initiative for feeling refreshed. Now then, little bro, what shall we do for you? I know. As the sun slowly peeks through the window, you open your eyes. You are about to move when you notice other movement right next to you. As you look over, you realize that this is a person. Not just anyone, but the young and beautiful innkeeper. Ooh, little brother got some! What? Why couldn't I wake up to a hot guy in my bed? Because you rolled the lowest of the low. Maybe try rolling better next time. Back to our story. Now that you notice her there, what are you going to do? What? You just want to try and get out of bed? You aren't going to take advantage of her. This is a perfect woman that is naked in your bed, and you don't want to fuck her? Fine, make a roll. As you start to get out of bed slowly, a hand grabs your arm and pulls you back down on the bed. Where are you going, naughty boy? The innkeeper smiles at you. Last night was amazing. Who knew that you could climax a woman so many times? Ah! What the fuck? Don't you think that's a little inappropriate? What do you mean? I'm only treating him for rolling the highest number. Skylar, this is a little weird. Him being our own brother and all. Are either of you the dungeon master? I didn't think so, so let me do this. She smiles at you and kisses you on the cheek. Thank you for that wonderful night. Alright, little bro, you get to refill your hit points and mana, and you get to add +5 to your initiative as a bonus. Whenever you come to this town, you have a fuck buddy for life. What? Looks like our brother is having one hell of a time compared to you two. That is so uncalled for. Can we at least have something? I mean, I guess I could have you two make an uncommon loot roll. Go ahead and do that. Okay. You both find a chest in the inn, and the co-innkeeper allows you to take an item. Morgan, you find a dusty old book with ancient writings inside. Kate, you find an iron shield with strange markings along the sides. Well, that's something at least. Awesome! The next thing I want to do is find out what these markings mean. Now that the entire party is happy, you all receive a letter closed by the seal of the elves. What would you like to do? I want to open it and read it. As you read the letter, you notice that it states that the elvish queen invites the three heroes that saved the realm to her castle for a feast. If you decide to go, there is a luxurious carriage waiting for you. Would you like to go? Hell yes! This is so cool! I do. They might be able to decode the markings on my shield. Oh, and they might also be able to translate your book. Okay, so you all decide to go. Sorry, little brother, they outnumber you 2-1, even if you wanted to go. You all get into the carriage and have a peaceful and beautiful ride through the field of Nurn. As you go over the Ladstilly, you see a huge elven castle with beautiful fabric flags with the elvish crest high in the air. You approach the front of the castle as the queen walks over to escort you inside. She is wearing a dark purple robe that covers her body. Welcome, fine heroes, to my castle. If you would please follow me. What do you do?
It would be rude not to go, so I walk over to her, bow, and follow her. I'll step out of the carriage, slowly spinning around and looking up at the walls. Then I'll follow her again.
The queenly waits for her last hero. Really? You're just going to get out and not say anything? Just follow them? Fine, so boring. The queen escorts you all to the main dining hall. Here we are, the dining area. Please feel free to sit wherever you would like, especially next to me.
I'm gonna sit at the table right in front of her. That way I can look directly at her comfortably instead of having to turn my head. Oh, that's smart. I'm gonna do the same thing.
And little brother will sit next to her. Good choice. As you all sit down, the feast is brought to you. I hope you all enjoyed the beast that was killed this morning, cooked freshly just for you all. As she says this, the queen reaches under the table and softly squeezes your thigh, brother. Because you two are lower than the table, both of you notice this.
I look at the queen. Your grace, why did you ask all of us here? If you could have just sent us a gift or two.
She looks at you and smiles. Well, that wouldn't have been enough, seeing as you all saved us from sure death. She moves her hand up and down your leg very slowly.
I start to turn red. But, Your Grace, we didn't have to come here. A simple thank you would have been enough.
She again smiles. But that still isn't good enough. She starts to move her hand to your groin. You turn red and quickly stand up. Okay, then. The queen looks at you. What is the matter, my fine hero? So you quietly tell her that her touch is embarrassing, I see.
I quickly step in. Your Grace, we came here for a feast. We had no idea that your intention was to do our brother.
I back her up.
Yeah, you could have just invited him instead of all of us all. This is very weird for us to see.
I am truly sorry for this inconvenience. It's just that your brother is so dashingly handsome. She takes off her robe to reveal her perfect body. Being an elf, she has an athletic body with exquisite abs and big perky tits. Her nipples are poking through the silk-like fabric she is wearing. It's just that I am so lonely and I want to be ravished by your sexy brother.
Okay, Sky, this is going way too far. And look at him, he really is getting been embarrassed by this.
Don't be mad, little bro. Skylar is just being weird.
What do you mean he's embarrassed? I'm pretty sure he's enjoying it. Can't you see that bulge in his pants?
Oh, shit. Do you really like this that much? Big brother? Why are you turned on? This would be really embarrassing to me.
But he isn't you. He actually likes this. And he likes my actual touch, don't you, you dirty little boy.
Whoa, what the fuck, Skylar? He's our brother. Why are you touching him like that?
That is just sick, Sky.
But he seems to enjoy it. Look at him. He has his eyes closed, and you can tell that his face is full of enjoyment. You like your big sister touching you, don't you? Yeah, I heard you last night, moaning my name while you dripped off. Yeah, you like it when I softly squeeze your dick.
Skylar, fucking stop it! That's so disgusting! Ouch!
What the hell, Morgan? That seriously hurt.
Well, you deserve it! Why would you touch him like that?
Oh, come on. You can't tell me you never thought of fucking our own brother. Look at him. He can't even look at us because he knows he enjoyed that. Didn't you, little brother? You like it when your sister touches your rock-hard dick.
Skylar, fucking stop! That's wrong on so many levels!
Oh, but Kate, he moaned your name too, and Morgan's. This dirty boy jerked off to his imaginary four-way with his own sisters.
No, he didn't. That's gross and you know it. You didn't do that, did you, brother? Brother, you didn't, did you? Brother? You really didn't do that. Did you?
See, he isn't even looking at you. He's so red. It's okay, brother. You're still a virgin too, aren't you? Uh-huh. It's okay. Don't be embarrassed.
Big brother, is this true? Do you jerk off to your three sisters? You do. Oh. But that is just wrong. Why would he do that? I understand that you get horny at times, but your own sisters?
Morgan, just shut up. I know you fantasize about him too. Don't think I can't hear you calling his name. You come the most when you masturbate to your own brother.
Well, I mean, oh God.
And Kate, I've seen you staring at him when he gets out of the shower. Don't you two act like you're better than him. Both of you know that you would fuck your own brother the first moment you got. And besides, us three have big assets. I mean, Morgan, you have a rounded ass of a goddess. And Kate, your tits are fucking huge. And I am the best. Nice big tits and a rounded ass. It's okay, little brother. I can show you a good time.
No, I don't think he should only have one teacher. I guess I could show him as well.
And this would be a great time for Kate to learn as well. They could lose their virginity together.
But...
Oh, no. No buts. I noticed him staring at your chest when you weren't paying attention. You get to go first, Kitty. You are the first that gets to taste his hard, throbbing cough. Well, little brother, you are so much harder than I expected. Come here, Katie.
But what if I don't like it?
You will.
All right. In that case, fine.
Damn, Katie, you're good at this. Look at him. You're making him feel so good. Oh, shit. I need to touch myself. Oh god, that's so fucking hot.
Don't leave me out of this! Come here, little brother!
I need you to eat me out.
Oh my god, I didn't know you could move your tongue like that. Oh god, you were right. He tastes so good. Big brother, can I please fuck you now? I want you to pop my cherry.
Oh, I wanted to be the first to fuck him. Holy shit, little brother, that feels so fucking good. Come here, Sky. I need you to kiss me.
Look at you, little brother. You get to fuck three girls at once. And they're your sisters. Lucky you. Let's just take off our clothes, shall we?
Please, big brother, go easy with me. You don't like them, do you? My big tits are all for you, no one else. Oh, fuck, big brother. Ah, your cock feels so good inside me. Oh, big brother, you feel so good.
You're getting fucked by your own brother, Katie. How does that make you feel? His hard cock driving deep into your wet pussy. That warm feeling it gives you.
Really fucking good!
Just wait, it gets better. The longer it goes, the better it feels.
Sky, what are you doing, you dirty devil?
You think I wouldn't want to help my own sister get off? Silly you. I bet you taste so good. Oh, sweeter than honey.
Oh god, oh shit, big brother, you're getting me so close. I'm right on the edge. Please don't stop. I'm about to come. Wow, that was fucking amazing, big brother. What? What is that? You... Big brother, you just came inside me.
Yummy.
Kate, you better eat his cum before I do.
You want me to suck your big cock now, little brother? You don't, do you? I thought so.
Pulling out kind of hurts, but... Fuck, that felt good. Thank you, big brother.
Oh, it's still wet with Katie's own gum. This mixture will be nice.
Oh.
Don't leave me out, Sky. Let me try some of it.
Brother, can I kiss you? Yeah? You're so warm, Big Brother. Do you want to taste me? Here, you made me come, so the least I can do is let you have some. My turn. You want this tight little pussy, don't you? Yeah, fuck me, brother. Oh, fuck. I love feeling you slipping that far. Oh, you like your sister's pussy, don't you? And you're a good kisser, too. And don't worry, my pussy and ass are ready for you. You can either have one or both.
No, come on, I'm...
that is nice.
Oh, well, little brother. I can feel you deep inside me. Your cock feels good. Yes, fuck me. Fuck me hard, brother. Oh, yes. Yes. That was amazing. That was really good. Now then, that's two down and one to go. Look at you, little brother. Your beautiful cock is still hard. I can tell someone wants to make sure to fuck all his sisters. Now, I'll give you a choice. You've already fucked two pussies, so would you like a third pussy, or would you like to fuck my ass? My ass is super tight, and okay, it's never been fucked. My ass it is. You like those tight ass? My big round ass needs to be sore. Fuck me hard. Oh, shit! You feel so good inside me. I needed this fuck.
Morgan, could you please eat me out? There's still some of Big Brother's come inside me if you want it.
Fuck yes, I'll heat you out, little sis. I'll make sure you know how it should feel.
Yes, please, show me what it feels. Yes, big sister, please make me come again. That feels so good.
Please, don't stop. Oh, God. Oh, please, please, don't stop. I'm so fucking close, baby. Fuck me, fuck me. Yes. Keep going, baby. Harder, harder. That felt amazing. You like feeling my cum drip down your balls. Wait, you didn't come? Oh, well, we better change that.
Sky, do you mean a three-girl blow? Because that sounds amazing.
How would that work, though? I mean, how could he fit? Two could fit, but all three?
It'll work. Sky can suck his balls, and we can lick his dick up and down, up and down, up and down. Yeah, little brother, you want that, don't you? Fuck, I want to do this so badly, I'm already wet again.
Come on, you two, he needs this.
I want you to come in my mouth. I'm your dirty little sister, and I need to taste your cum.
Come on, little bro. I can tell you're so fucking close.
Come on, we want to taste your cum.
Yes, big brother, yes, 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 yes! Ah. That tasted so fucking good.
Shit, little brother, you had to come so much that you gave Morgan and I facials.
Come here, Ska. Hey, let me lick it off. You even have some on your nerdy glasses.
My turn, Morgan. That was honestly the biggest fucking load I have ever seen. Granted, I haven't seen that many.
You are one dirty fucking sister.
Big brother, we have about 2 more weeks until Mom and Dad get back. Could we do this again?
Fuck yeah!
Then I'm super happy. I'm glad you were my first, Big Brother. Even though you came inside me, I'm happy. And if you did impregnate me, I'm okay with that.
Whoa, I'm not even that dirty. But don't worry, Morgan. I'll keep your secret if that does happen.
I agree. Now that that's done, can we please get back to playing the game? I want to fuck up this elf queen for even trying that with my little brother. Of course, we can continue. And it's only 10:47, almost lunchtime.
I already had my lunch. I love you, big brother. Whenever you want me, I'm all yours.